Hey there, thank you for choosing to spend your precious moments with me. I'm Melinda Perkins, and this is Your Longevity Lifestyle, the podcast where we have real conversations about real ways you can live longer, healthier, and more in flow. Today's episode will be playing in the entrepreneur's arena, where we dedicate a few minutes to the entrepreneurial journey and the specific issues that arise within it. Are you working at an unsustainable pace? I absolutely love that question, because those of us that shout no at the top of their lungs to that question are the ones that are headed for burnout. Burnout has several elements that we talk about, and I like to call them the three C's: chronic stress, continuous overwork, and critical exhaustion. So today we're just talking about the second one, continuous overwork. But the thing about burnout is that it sneaks in the back door and sets up shop in our living room before we even know it's there. Why is that? Well, more often than not, it's because we work at a pace that saps more energy than it replenishes. Energy input and energy output are a fairly simple ratio, and you can run at a deficit for a really long time because our bodies are so amazing and they adapt. And when your body breaks down from bending too much, well, that's burnout. And our best bet to combat that is to lock the back door. We're talking about overwork, right? So there are different stages that I guess psychologists have outlined in the overwork process. And we're actually only going to talk about the first one here today, because really, you don't want to go past that one. But the first stage of overwork is the honeymoon phase, where we're working along, pumping that coffee cup like it was iron. The sun rises and we're banging away on our computer. The sun sets and we're checking things off our list. We feel superhuman. Goals are rolling up from the distance and whizzing past. But all the while, somewhere in the back of our minds, there is this gentle tap, tap, tapping. A rap at the door with a message that says, "You can't keep this up forever." And your answer is, "I've got this." All right, maybe you're better. Maybe your grammar is better than that. But yeah, you've got this now. But if you hear that message and you don't know what to do, this is where we step in with today's process. The first thing you have to do is you have to realize that you're headed for burnout. That little message in your head is sending you clues that you are headed for burnout. And then the second thing, you need to know what to do. If you get those messages and you realize that you are overworking, then you have to know what to do. And so then there are three steps to pulling back from overworking. So the first one, three ways to know if you're headed for burnout. Number one is compromise. When one area of your life falls behind, it will drag the rest down with it. Not all areas of life are created equal. You spend more time some places than others. You pay more attention to some areas than others. You value some things more than others. But the quality of time in the big areas of your life have to stay in balance. And generally, these areas are your health, your relationships, your work, and your play. So when you start getting a few less sleep in a week, or skipping your 8 a.m. yoga, or you're running business numbers in your head at the family dinner table, or you're letting your woodworking project languish in the garage, those are indicators that parts of your life where you should be giving some attention and focus are suffering. Remember that the little acts add up over time to big imbalances. So the second thing is, watch your language. Look at your words. What messages are you telling yourself and telling the world? The things to look for are keywords like stress, tired, guilt. How often do they come up? Even if they're on a laugh, and especially if they're on a brag. Sometimes we equate stress with productivity, when really they're opposite ends of the same stick. So the second thing is to watch your language, watch what you're saying, because there's a lot of messages just in the words that come out of your mouth. Then step three is, what is your one thing? Like, if you did nothing else in a day, what would be that one thing that never falls off the list? If you can answer this right away, there's imbalance tipping your scales. I always, always fail on this one. It's harsh, yeah. But if all areas of life, those areas that we listed above, are held at the same level, then choosing between them is a chore. It's not automatic. So if you have an automatic answer, like my automatic answer usually is exercise, because like that's the foundation for everything that I do. However, if I'm not taking time with my relationships and I'm not taking time to make sure that my environment is nice and well done, if I'm not taking care of my health and my work and my play, then things are falling out of balance. So take a look at those three questions and say you don't like the answers to one or all of them. What do you do? Well, you first of all realize that you're probably overworking, but luckily it's not overwork that pushes us over the edge into burnout. It's continuous overwork. So we have time to change things up. And these next three steps will help us do this. So the first step is you keep tabs. Whether it's a pen and paper or a digital document, set up a place where you check in with yourself. Ask those three questions above and give your answers. Whether you use paragraphs or bullet points, the important part is doing it on a schedule. Weekly is going to be the best. Fortnightly, you'll be okay. But just do it on a schedule and answer those questions and then look at your answers. Number two, you make adjustments. Super small tweaks are much easier than big changes. So if you get an answer that you don't like, make a decision to do something in that moment. The key here is speed. Make up your mind, make it happen, make it super duper small. Number three, you repeat. Consistency is always king. Schedule this into your week. It should only take a few minutes. If it feels like a long slog through deep sand, remember the speed element. It's important to make it snappy and make it happen. Getting it done is more important than getting it right. Now remember, burnout is super sneaky. It sneaks in that back door, but you're smart. You have way too much to give to the world, too much to enjoy in the world. If you keep things in balance, remembering the ultimate goal is quality, then you can get set sustainable paces and achieve those big dreams with energy to spare. All right, so we're going to recap. And I think it's important to recap, number one, what is burnout? And the three C's of burnout are chronic stress, continuous overwork, and critical exhaustion. And we're talking about the second one today, continuous overwork. And we gave you three ways to know if you're headed for burnout. Number one, compromise. When one area of your life falls behind, then you know you're out of balance. Number two, language. Watch your words. If you're using words like stressed and tired and guilt all the time, then not only what are you telling the universe, but what are you telling yourself? Number three is, what is your one thing? If you can answer that too quickly, you're out of balance. And then the three ways to overcome this and change things up before they get bad, before you dip into that continuous overwork realm. Number one is to keep tabs. If you can't measure it, you can't change it. That's what that is. If you can't measure it, you can't change it. So use your pen and paper, use just your voice files, whatever you want to do, keep tabs on it. Number two, you make adjustments. So you can see what you're doing. Once you start to write it down, you'll see what you're doing. And then you can make adjustments to bring things back into balance. And the big thing is number three, repeat it. So keep your tabs, make adjustments, keep on keeping track, make more adjustments, and you'll get it right. You'll get it back into balance. And then you won't head off that cliff into burnout. So I hope this helps. Wow, you're still here? Thanks for listening to Your Longevity Lifestyle. I hope you have an absolutely fabulous day. And if you're looking to dive deeper into your own longevity lifestyle, there are a couple of completely free ways to meet up with me. Number one, if you enjoy videos or PDFs that you can use to do deeper work in the privacy of your own home, you can check out my free resources available on my webpage at www.personalequivalentcoaching.com. Yep, that's all one word, personalequivalentcoaching.com. That's my business name. And number two, if you'd like tidbits of information on how you can begin to personalize your life, simply follow me on Instagram at personal_equivalent_coaching. Or to find out more about what's going on in my world, visit my personal account at Melinda Perkins 505. Thanks so much. Have a great day.